ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं रामाय रामभद्राय रामचन्द्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताया पतये नमः ॐ हिरण्मयेन पात्रेण सत्यस्यापि हितं मुखं तत्त्वं पूषणपावृणु सत्यधर्माय दृष्टये हरि ओम् सो दिस् आदित्य हृदयं वाज़् रिवील्ड् बै अगस्त्य मुनि टु श्री रामचन्द्रजी सो ऐ थिङ्क् अम्बिका हेड् आस्क्ड् फार् अ लिटल् इन्ट्रोडक्षन् टु अगस्त्य मुनि So Agastya Muni is said to be the son of Pulastya, who was the son of Brahmaji. So he's the grandson of Brahmaji directly, and said to have appeared several thousand years earlier at the time of Ramayana. And Agastya Rishi Muni was a great scholar of Sanskrit and composed numerous Vedas, numerous hymns in the Vedas, numerous texts, not only in spirituality, but was also a master of medicine. Had his Agastya Samhita is one of the very famous texts of Ayurveda of medicine, and also astronomy. He was a great scholar of astronomy, had studied various stars, and he had written about different stars and planets. And so he was a scholar not only of the Vedas, spirituality, Agastya Muni, but also was a scholar of medicine and astronomy. And then, interestingly, he migrated from the north. He was born in the north, crossed the Vindhyachal mountains. There's a story about that, which I will tell when Vindhyachal comes in this hymn. And then he stayed in the south, and he is said to be not only a scholar of Sanskrit, but was one of the greatest scholar of Tamil that ever lived. It is said he was number three behind Lord Shiva, Lord Muruga, and then Agastya Rishi. That was his knowledge of Tamil. And he has composed numerous works in Tamil, numerous texts, entire books. Different beautiful compositions in Tamil and very scholarly. And it is said he stayed in the south of India and then ultimately established his ashram at the Godavari River in western Maharashtra, where he spent the rest of his life. And in Tamil, he was called Siddhara. Siddhara means the perfected one, the one who is a perfect human being. And so we owe a tremendous gratitude to him, not only for the Vedas, his contribution to Vedas, but also to the Tamil language and a lot of the Tamil texts. And in Ramayana, he appears when Sri Ramchandraji, we had covered that last week, when Ramchandraji was fatigued, not that he was worried about winning the war, but he had fatigued because of walking hundreds of miles, looking for Sitaji, then sending Hanumanji, then building a bridge. And then he had fought several demons, including Indraji, Kumbhakarna, and so many other demons before Ravana, who was sitting in the palace, very fresh. And also Ravana had all the weapons, had a chariot with all the divine weapons. which could actually disappear. And Ramchandraji was on foot, barefoot, with only a bow and arrow and no other weapons. So at that time, Agastya Muni approached Sri Rama and reveals this Aditya Hridayam, because Ramchandraji was playing the part of a human. So to give him energy, to give him hope, and to give him more strength. And it is said chanting of the Aditya Hridayam not only destroys external enemies, but also inner enemies of greed, jealousy, and also illnesses, you know, external physical and mental illnesses can be cured by chanting this Aditya Hridayam. Even though you are supposed to face east and west, and then also at midday, these are the three times, at sunrise, sunset, or at midday. But doctors don't recommend looking directly at the sun because it can cause retinal damage. So you can look for a few seconds, but then close your eyes and chant or look downward and read, because directly looking at the sun is harmful to the eyes. Maybe after sunrise or sunset, you can look at the Aruna, you know, the red sky. And it is said that these names and these qualities of Surya Devata that are mentioned in this hymn are actually qualities of the Supreme Brahman, the consciousness that manifests in Surya. So Surya Bhagwan is the visible manifestation of that Supreme Brahman. So that is what we'll study today. So we'll chant, Varsha Ben, you can repeat number 7. You can unmute, please. Sarva devatmako heshah.
Sarva devatmako heshah.
Tejasvi rashmi bhavanah.
Tejasvi rashmi bhavanah.
Esha devasuraganan.
Esha deva surganan.
Lokan pati gabasti bihi.
Lokan pati gabasti bihi.
Yeah, we won't have everybody chant. I would just request you to chant when Varsha Ben or whoever is chanting, so we don't do it twice. So sarva devatmaka. Deva atmaka means of all the gods and all beings, he is the Atma, he is the Self, the consciousness behind all of us. That is the sustaining consciousness, illumination. That is the Atma of all. He, Esha. Esha means this Surya Bhagwan. Indeed, he means Esha. And Tejasvi means he is bright, he is brilliant. Tejas means brilliance, also means energy, full of energy. Tejasvi. Rashmi Bhavanaha, and he, with his rays, he creates this entire universe. Everything is created by this Surya Bhagwan. So he is the creator of all. And Esha means this again, Deva Asura Ganan. So Deva means gods, Asura means the demons, Ganan means Deva Asura Ganan. So of all the Devas and the Asuras, the gods and the demons, and Lokan, and of all the 14 lokas, so all of us, he is the creator Rashmi Bhavana, with his rays he creates, and then Pati, he also sustains. So he is the creator, he is the sustainer of all of us, because without the sun god, obviously we would have no life. And as we had talked last week, it is that energy which sustains the mother when the child is in the womb. And so Gabasti Vihi, by his rays, he creates and protects all, and he is the most powerful. Because as consciousness, he is said to be more powerful than all the gods put together. So that is shloka number 7. Saroj Ben, you can do number 8.
That means he is all pervading.
That means he is all pervading consciousness. Yeah, you can unmute, please. Esha Brahma cha Vishnuscha.
Esha Brahma cha Vishnuscha.
Shiva Skanda Prajapatihi.
Shiva Skanda Prajapatihi.
Mahendro Dhanada Kalaha.
Mahendro Dhanakalo Yamaha.
Yamaso Mohyapampatihi.
Yamaso Mohyapampatihi.
Okay. Asha. Asha means this. This again, he's talking about Surya Bhagwan. He is Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. He is all three. So you say, how can he be the creator, sustainer, and destroyer? Because we say Brahmaji created everything, including the sun. But when he is referred as this, it is referred as this consciousness that is behind the sun god. And as we said, sun god is a manifestation of that. So the Surya Bhagwan is Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva, the creator, sustainer, and destroyer of this universe. And we'll see that how the sun can destroy, create, and sustain. We talked about last time his rays, but also everything that is negative or something that is foul smelling, the heat of the sun destroys it. And the heat is the power that is destructive power also. Shiva and Skanda. Skanda is Lord Shiva's son, also said to be Subramanya, you know, Muruga, and is the god of war who was created to destroy Tarakasur and several other enemies. And his vehicle was peacock, so he is Skanda also. And Prajapati, he is also the creator of this Praja, of all of us. And Mahaindra, the great Lord Indra, he is. And he is also Dhanada. Dhanada means Kubera. He is also Kubera. All the wealth that is created in this earth, whatever we create, we need the energy of the sun to create wealth. And Kalaha, he's time, because time starts when the sun, you know, sun is the one that controls time. And time started when the sun appeared. Otherwise, there was no concept of time. Yama means he is the god of death. So he is the Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh, and also Yama, the god of death. Stomaha, Somaha means he is the moon. So the ancients knew that the moon has reflected light from the sun, doesn't have its own light. That's what one of the commentaries said. So he is also the moon. And he, here, means he, Apam. Indeed, he is Apam Patihi. He is the Lord of the waters, the God of the waters. Varuna, Apam means water. So that means water can only be created when it, you know, rain can be created when evaporation happens from the ocean, becomes the rain, and then falls. And so he's the one that sustained the moon, you know, the moon, and also all the waters. Hansa Ben, you can please repeat number 9. Pitaro Vasava Sadhyaha.
Pitaro Vasava Sadhyaha.
Ashvinau Maruto Manuhu.
Ashvino Maruto Manuhu.
Vayur Vannihi Praja Prana.
Vayur Vahani Praja Prana.
Ritukarta Prabhakaraha.
Ritukarta Prabhakaraha.
So Pitara, he is the ancient. Pitara means our forefathers, our parents who have passed away. And he is the most ancient because he was there before any creation happened. So he is our most ancient father. Vasava are very interesting beings. They are actually demigods that are said to be the lord of the nakshatras, of all the constellations, and also different aspects of nature are controlled by these demigods. So they are called Vasavaha. And then Sadhyaha are also demigods. They are said to be evolved perfect souls, who also can do magic. So they have a lot of powers. And that is Sadhyaha. And Ashvinau are the two physicians in heaven. They are the physicians of the gods, Ashvinau, the royal physicians. Marutaha. Marutaha are the violent storm gods. And there's an interesting story about it. As stories come, I will tell. So it is said that Kashyap Rishi had two wives, Aditi and Diti. Aditi was the mother of the gods, and Diti was the mother of demons. All the demons, Hiranyakashyapu and all of those. And the devatas, of course, defeated the demons, and then Hiranyakashyapu, Hiranyaksha were destroyed by Vishnu. So Diti was very upset that her children were killed by the devas. So she asked her husband that she wanted a child. And the child that was in her womb, she kept it for several years, not 9 months, but many, many years. And her idea was to create a perfect, powerful demon, you can say, who will never be defeated by any of the gods. And so, you know, that, I mean, that would not have been good for Earth if a demon was ruling. So it is said that Lord Shiva himself, no, Indra, sorry, not Lord Shiva, Indra came in the form of an attendant because he didn't want this being to live because then it would become more powerful. So Indra took off the form of an attendant and became their servant and worked in their house. And one day when he had an opportunity, Indra with his thunderbolt entered her womb and cut this baby into 100 pieces, you know. And so that, but then 49 of them survived and they became the violent storms, Maruts, you know, the violent storms. But then Indra adopted them and became their friend and took care of them, did not destroy them. And that's why these violent storms occur when there's rain and thunder. Indra is the god of rain and thunder. So Maruts are the god of the violent storm. So he is also Marut. And Maruta, and he's also Manu. Manu means the first man. Manu and Shatrupa were the first man and woman. And Manu, it is said, appears at the beginning of every creation, the first man. It's like Adam and Eve. So he is the one that is the first in every creation. And then Vayuhu, he is the god of wind. And we know Vayu moves when the sun's heat is the one that makes the air move. And Vannihi, he is also the fire. The energy in the sun is also the energy in the fire. And Praja Pranaha, and he is the prana of all of us. Because of him, we have life, we have this life force, this creative force in us. All the five pranas are sustained by the sun. And then Ritu Karta, and he is the creator of the seasons. And we know the different aspects of the sun create winter, spring, you know, summer, autumn. All the seasons are created depending on the position of the sun as related to the earth. Ritu Karta, and he is also Prabhakara. Prabhakara means he is the creator of light. Prabhakara, actually storehouse of light. Prabhakara also has a very interesting story, the name Prabhakara. It is said that one of the descendants of Atri Rishi was a great sage himself. And one time he was observing and the sun god got into a fight with a demon called Swarbhanu. And they had a tremendous war, very long fight went on. And it is said the Surya Devta was defeated and he was made unconscious and he was falling from the sky and the earth would have become dark if the Surya Devta was. So these are all stories in the Puranas. So it is said this particular Rishi saw the Surya falling. So he chanted Swasti, means may everything be well, and he chanted some beautiful mantras, and the Surya god was revived again, and with his energy and with the energy of the Rishi behind him, he was able to defeat that demon Swarbhanu. And that's why that Rishi got the name Prabhakara, one of the names. So there is a Rishi called Prabhakara, but that was the one. He was a descendant of Atri Rishi. So very beautiful name, Prabhakara. Okay, then the next one, Sujata, would you like to chant?
Yeah.
That's number 10. Aditya Savita Suryah.
Aditya Savita Suryah.
Khaga Pusha Gabhastiman.
Khaga Pusha Gabhastiman.
Suvarna Sadrisho Bhanuhu.
Suvarna Sadrisho Bhanuhu.
Swarnareta Divakarah.
Swarnareta Divakarah.
Yeah, also said as Hiranyareta Divakarah. There are two different versions. So he is Aditya. He is the son of Aditi. As we already told about that, she is the mother of all the gods. Savita means Savitur. It is the creator of this whole universe. Actually, does everybody know the inner and outer meaning of Gayatri Mantra, the outer and the inner? If not, I can briefly tell that. The outer meaning most people know, Om Bhur Bhuva Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam. So Om, of course, is the name of the Supreme Consciousness. Bhur Bhuva Swaha. Bhu is this earth, Bhuva is the space, and Swaha is the heavens. So earth, space, and heavens. Tat Savitur Varenyam, and greater than that, for beyond that is this Surya Bhagavan, which is beyond earth, space, heavens, and beyond that. That means it is that Supreme Consciousness, Varenyam. Varenyam means it is worshipful. It is somebody we should worship, worshipful. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi. Bhargo means it gives power, it illumines all the devas. All the devas means all the celestial powers, all Yama and Indra and Varuna, all are illumined by the Surya Devta. And Dhimahi, we meditate on that Supreme Consciousness, which illumines all the gods, which is beyond the three worlds. And Dhiyo, yaha means this, may this consciousness, Dhiya, our intellect, naha means our sixth case plural, Naha Prachodayat, may it illumine our consciousness. So may it illumine our intellect, may this consciousness illumine our intellect. So that is outer world. Now in the inner world, it is the gross, subtle and causal body. Bhu is the gross body. Bhuva Swaha is the subtle and causal body. Tat Savitur Varenyam, the consciousness that is within, that is illuminer of all three, the gross body, the subtle body, and the causal body. And Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, it illumines our devas. What are our devas in the body? It is the sense objects. So sense that objects. Consciousness which illumines our sense objects is also called devas. Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi, we meditate upon that. May it illumine our intellect. Dhiyo yo naha prachodayat. May it illumine our intellect, which is also this consciousness is the illuminer of all our senses. So Aditya Savita Suryaha. Surya means Surya Bhagwan. Khaga, kha means space. Ga means one who goes in space. Ga, to go. So Khaga is one of the bird is also called Khaga because the bird can travel in space. But Surya Bhagwan is called Khaga because it travels through space. And Pusha, and it is our nourisher. It nourishes us, Pusha. And Gabhastiman. Gabhastiman means full of rays, full of energy, full of power. Suvarna Sadrishaha, it is of the nature of gold. It is golden color. And Bhanuhu. Bhanu means it is the most brilliant. Hiranya Reta or Swarna Reta. Reta means the seed of the universe. That means it is that which provides life to the whole universe. And Divakaraha. It is the maker of day. The day is created when the sun rises. And when the sun sets, it is nighttime. Now, Hiranya We just chanted Hiranmayena Patrena Satyasyapi Hitam Mukham Tatvam Pushan Apavranu Satya Dharmaya Drishtaye. So I'll just translate that. Hiranmayena. Hiranmayena means golden. Patrena means a lid. Hiranmayena, in this pot of gold with this lid. Patrena Satyasya Apihitam Mukham. Mukham means the mouth, the face. Satya means of the truth. So the truth, the mouth or the face of truth is covered by this golden lid. Golden lid. And I'll translate what this golden lid means. So it is covered by this golden lid. Tattvam, only you, Pushana, the Surya Bhagwan, who is the nourisher, Apavranu, only you can uncover this golden lid which is covering the truth. And what will happen when your grace comes and you uncover this lid? Satya Dharmaya Drishtaye. So I may see this true Satya Dharma, this true nature of my own, only you can reveal. So golden lid has two meanings. One is our infatuation with gold. You know, we are so infatuated with gold, represents all material goods, all material things. So we have such an infatuation with material things that we have no time to look within at the life of light of consciousness within, God's presence within us. That is one meaning. The other meaning I had read in some other commentary, that this body is said to be a golden lid because the body is made of kind of golden brown color. And so we are so infatuated with this body consciousness that I am this body and taking care. Not that one should not take care, but so much obsession with the body that we have no time for God, you know, for Bhagwan. So he says, O Surya Bhagwan, you remove this golden lid which is covering my eyes so I may see the truth of my true nature. So Hiranya Reta. Reta means the seed. Diva Garaha, the creator of day. Satish Bhai, you have this book or no?
No, I don't. I'm sorry. No, but
okay,
I can listen to you and say.
Yeah, sure. Carrie, you can chant, please. Number 11, you can unmute.
Okay.
Hari Dashva Sahasrarchihi.
Hari Dashva Sahasrarchihi.
Sapta Saptir Marichiman.
Sapta Sapti Marishiman.
Timiron Matana Shambhuhu.
Timiro Matana Shambhuhu.
Yeah. Tvashta Martanda Koshuman.
Tasvata Martanan Da Amsuman.
Yeah, some readings also go Tvashta Martanda Anshuman. So there are different readings, slight differences. So Hari Dashva, Hari means green, Ashva means horses. So it is said to have seven green horses. Again, green means the color of all the plants and everything are nourished by that. And the chlorophyll in the plants is what gives the green color. Only that happens in the presence of the sun. Sahasrarchi means thousand rays. So it has thousands of rays. That's why they say, na. Sahasra Shirsha Purushaha Sahasraksh Sahasrapat, may the Lord has thousand heads, thousand eyes. So thousand means uncountable, incountable. Sahasrarchi, thousand rays. Sapta Sapti, it is said to have seven horses. And in the Ishavasya Upanishad, the seven horses represents the seven colors of the rainbow. You know, that's why when light, when it is put through a prism, changes into seven colors, you know, vipgyor, violet, indigo, blue, green, yellow, orange, red. So the seven colors of the rainbow, that's why when the sun goes through when the rain is there and the moisture is there, when the sunlight goes through it, it creates this beautiful rainbow of seven colors. Sapta Saptihi. Marichiman again means full of rays. Timiron Mathanaha, it is the destroyer, dispeller of darkness. Shambhuhu. Shambhu means it is the most auspicious one. Tvashta means that which removes sufferings. Martanda. Martanda is another beautiful name, which is the infuser of life in the cosmic egg. Martanda. And when you read Bhagavat, the method of creation is given that first, of course, Brahman, God alone was, and then he wished to become many. So the first creation was Prakriti. So Purusha and Prakriti. Prakriti is matter, which is Trigunatmaka, which is of the nature of the three gunas, Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas. And in that Prakriti was added, that is matter, was added activity and knowledge. So matter represents Tamas, activity represents Rajas, and knowledge which represents Tamas. And this whole admixture was there, but was not yet activated. See, they say when the gunas are in balance, then no creation can happen. The gunas need to go into imbalance or be disturbed for creation to enter, for creation to begin. So Martandaka is that it is had a ray of light penetrated into this cosmic egg where this whole mixture was there. And that's how creation started. So the gunas were disturbed. And so the life was infused into this cosmic egg called Hiranyagarbha, which had all this admixture of all these different aspects. And then from there came the basic, you know, the elements, the sub-elements before the elements were formed, and the subtle aspect of these elements. And then, of course, the Panchikarna, everybody knows, they all studied Tattva Bodha. So they know the Panchikarna happened. So that's how. So it is the sun whose power as light penetrated into this cosmic egg. And that's why he's called Martanda. And Anshuman means, Anshu means rays. Anshuman means concentrated rays. That's why when the sun is concentrated with a convex light, you can actually burn a paper, you know, or create fire. So that's what he is. He is the infuser of life and remover of all sufferings, sorrows. Harsha Ben, you can chant, please, number 12. Can unmute. Hiranyagarbha Shishiraha.
Okay.
Hiranyagarbha Shishiraha.
Hiranyagarbha Shishiraha.
Tapano Bhaskaro Ravihi.
Tapano Bhaskaro Karo Ravihi.
Agnigarbho Dite Putraha.
Agnigarbho Dite Putraha.
Shankha Shishiranashanaha.
Sankha Sisirashanaha.
Okay, so Hiranyagarbha is the cause of the creation. So the Hiranyagarbha is that cosmic egg in where the whole creation started. So he is Hiranyagarbha. And Shishira, he is the cooled one. So how can the sun be the cooled one? Because at the sunset, you know, the sun appears to have cooled down, because it's not that hot. So the heat is not there. So it is the cooled one at the sunset. Tapana means one is it makes, gives heat. Tapana also means creates activity, makes one tremble. So activity starts only in the presence of the sun. That's why at night people sleep, and when the sun rises, people go to work. Bhaskara, Bha is a beautiful word. That's why Bharataha, India is named Bharata, and Arjuna is also called Bharataha. Bha means knowledge. Bha means light. Bha means knowledge. So Bharataha means one who is involved in knowledge, very interested in knowledge, revels in knowledge. That was Arjuna. That's why in India is also called Bharataha. So here, Bhaskaraha means Bhakaraha, one who creates light, one who creates knowledge. Ravi is again one of the names of Bhagwan Surya. Agni Garbha means the intense fire of dissolution is also there in the sun. So the sun is the cause of the intense fire of dissolution. And Adite Putraha, he is the son of Aditi. He is the son of Aditi. And Adite Putraha. And Shankha, one meaning is blissful. Shankha also means conch, you know, which we use for puja and which is snow white. So it is said that if you want to do proper puja of Surya Bhagwan, where you do all the steps and invoke, one should wear white clothes. So white is represents Surya Bhagwan or light colored clothes. And Shishira Nashanaha, it is the destroyer of cold. Shishir means cold. And obviously when the sun comes, then it is the cold goes away. Ambika, would you like to do the 13th one, please? Vyomanathastamo bhedi. Rigyajusam paragah. Ghanavrishtirapam mitro. Vindhyavithi plavangamah. So Vyomanathah. Vyoma means space. So Nathah means he is the lord of space. Yes. That means he travels through space. And space is where, so he is the lord of the entire space. And tamo bhedi, tama is darkness. Tama also means ignorance. Bhedi means one who cuts, destroys. So he is the destroyer of darkness, also the destroyer of ignorance. He is the one because of which we are able to study, we are able to get knowledge. And Rig, Yaju, Sama, Rigved, Yajurved, and Samaved. Paragaha means, para means beyond. Gaha means one who has gone beyond, who has the mastery of the three Vedas. Rigved, Yajurved, Samved. They say, what happened to Atharvaved? So they said that was later. So this hymn was composed before Atharvaveda came. Manifested, so that's why that is not covered. Lot of our ancient texts do not mention Atharva Ved because that was later on. Rig Yaju Sam Paragaha. He has gone beyond means he has already studied, he has gone beyond the three Vedas. Ghana Vrashti, he creates all these showers. This multitude of showers can only be created because the sun which can evaporate the water from the ocean and create showers. And Apam Mitraha, he is the friend of waters, of all waters. Rivers and everything are given water by Surya Bhagwan. Vindhya Vithi Plavangamaha. Vindhya, of course, the Vindhyachal mountains. Vithi means the path. Plavangamaha means he goes swiftly along the path of the Vindhyas. Vithi means path. Plavanga means goes very rapidly. So Vindhyachal mountain have association with Agastya Rishi, who is the Rishi of these mantras. So it is said that Vindhyachal mountain was jealous of Himalayas because Himalayas were bigger than Vindhyachal. And the sun is said to rotate around Meru mountain. You know, Meru is a mythical mountain. And our ancients knew that even the stars and galaxies and Milky Way, they all rotate. They are not stationary. The sun, the stars, everything. And they described a mountain called Meru mountain, which is the tallest, bigger. And all the galaxies revolve around that. So it is said Vindhyachal mountain wanted to be taller than Himalayas and wanted, and it started growing to such a height that the sun couldn't go from the north to the south.
Mm-hmm.
And the Vindhyachal mountain was going to block the path of the sun. And that means the southern part of India would have got no sun, and this would have obstructed the movement. So Agastya Rishi wanted to go from the north to the south. So he asks Vindhyachal mountains to bend down. Mm-hmm. He says, bend down because I need to go to the south. And that's where he had to go meet Ramchandraji. And so the Vindhyachal mountain, out of respect for this great Rishi, bowed down and stopped growing. And he told Vindhyachal, he said, do not grow until I come back. So he went to the south and never came back. And he settled there. So Vindhyachal mountain remained smaller than the Himalaya. So Vindhya, Vithi means the path. Plavangamaha means he is the one that goes rapidly over the Vindhyachal mountains. Then Atapi Mandali, Jagrati, you want to chant number 14? Atapi Mandali Mrityuhu.
Atapi Mandali Mrityuhu.
Pingala Sarvatapanaha.
Pingala Sarvatapanaha.
Kavir Vishwo Mahateja.
Kavir Vishwo Mahateja.
Rakta Sarva Bhavod Bhavaha.
Rakta Sarva Bhavo Bhavaha.
So Atapi Mandali. Atapi means it is adorned with a circle of rays. Now, mandala has a very beautiful, has a importance in several different religions. In Hinduism, mandala are these particular geometrical designs that are made on the walls that are useful in meditation, in prayer. So mandala represents geometrical shapes, which is also used in Buddhism for meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Mandala, it is used in Buddhism and also in the Aztecs, and in the Mayan faith also. So it is also in the Aztecs are in mid-Mexico, Mayans are in Mexico and South America, and they were also Surya worshippers. And these mandalas are very similar to the mandalas in Hinduism and Buddhism. So, or some people postulate that the Hindus were great seamen. They went up to Indonesia. We know that. That's why Indonesia, Sukarna, you know, Sukarno was the president. Sukarna, Bali, we find so much evidence of Hindu religion. There are so many Hindus. But it is said they also came up to the western part of the United States and Mexico and South America. That's why a lot of these traditions seem to be similar to the Hindus. So they actually discovered, if you believe this, much before Columbus did, they discovered America. So that is Mandali. Mrityuhu means death. So he is the birth, he is sustenance, he is death. Talking about death, so this man was talking about end of life. So he tells his wife that if I am ever attached to a machine and I don't respond to you, I don't get up, I don't even get out, then you unplug the machine. So she got up and unplugged the TV. Morning to night football. He's attached to that machine, doesn't respond to her. So that's why this Surya Bhagwan is Mitru. Mrityu means end of life. And then Pingalaha, one meaning is the tawny color, the orangish brown color. But Pingala also represents one of the nadis. So they said in our body, there are three nadis. Pingala is the right one. The main one is Sushumna, which carries all the energy. Pingala is the right one, represents intellect, represents knowledge. And Ida on the left side represents heart, emotions, mind. So Pingala, so Surya Bhagwan represents knowledge, and Chandra, the mind, Chandra Bhagwan, the moon god, represents mind, represents emotions. So Surya Bhagwan is the intellect. Sarva Tapanaha, he is the heater of all, he heats all, also means destroyer of all. So everything, he is the creator, sustainer, destroyer. Kavi means the seer, one who knows everything. Kavi is not only poet, but Kavi is used, the Ushma Kavi. That's why Bhagwan says, among all the bright people, I am Ushma Kavi. Kavi means the knower. And Vishwa means he is the entire universe. Everything is Surya Bhagwan alone. Earth also came out of the sun. You know, part of the sun came and became the seven planets. So he is the Vishwa. He is the entire universe. And Mahateja, and he is the most powerful, most brilliant. Rakta means the red color of the sun, coppery red color. And Sarva Bhava Udbhavaha. Sarva Bhava means all beings are created, sustained only by the sun. So that is the Sarva Bhava Udbhavaha. Jayashree, you would like to do 15, please?
Nakshatra Grahataranam
Adhipo Vishwabhavanah
Tejasamapi Tejasvi
Vadashatman Namostute So nakshatra, graha, and tara. So in the sky, we see three different things. Nakshatra means all the constellations. You know, we have a constellation called Big Bear and Orion. And then in Sanskrit also, they have different names for these constellations. So he is the, Adhipo means he is the lord of all the constellations. Graha means all the planets, you know, Shani and all of those, all the planets. So he is the, and Tara means the stars. So he is the lord of, he is the most brightest of all constellations, all planets, and all stars, Adhipo, and Vishwabhavanaha, and he is the creator of this whole universe, Vishwa. And Tejasam Api Tejasvi, among all the splendid, he is the most splendid. Among all the brilliant, he is the most brilliant. Dvadasha, 12, Atman, he is the God appearing in 12 forms. Nama Astute, may I prostrate to you. What are the 12 forms? So it is the 12 months of the year. And Surya Bhagwan is different, you know, in each month of the year, the sun changes. So he appears as the 12 months.
Even in Surya Namaskar, we do 12.
Yeah, even in Surya Namaskar, we do 12 different postures representing the 12 aspects of Surya Bhagwan. Sharad, you have this? We can do number the last one. Namah Purvaya Giraye.
Namah Purvaya Giraye.
Paschimayadraye Namaha.
Paschimayadraye Namaha.
Jyotirgananam Pataye.
Jyotirgananam Pataye.
Dinadhipataye Namaha.
Dinadhipataye Namaha.
Since we have time, we can all chant together. We can mute. Namah Purvaya Giraye Paschimayadraye Namaha Jyotirgananam Pataye Dinadhipataye Namaha. So Namaha, Namaha, again and again, we bow down to the infinite Lord, Surya Bhagwan, who is Purvaya Giraye. So who is represents the eastern mountains, means Bhagwan starts from behind the eastern mountains, arises Paschimaya to the western mountain, Adraye Namaha. So I bow down to that Supreme Lord who appears behind the eastern mountains and then disappears behind the western mountains. And Jyoti Ganana. Gana, one meaning is Ganapati, you know, the Lord of the Ganas. But those Ganas are the helpers of Lord Shiva, you know, and that's why all the Ganas are all the you know, different aspects of that helpers. And Ganpati Bhagwan is said to be the supreme of Lord Shiva's Ganas. But here, the Ganas do not mean the Ganas of Lord Shiva, but they mean all the luminaries, all the lights. Ganas also mean all the five elements. So everything is made of five elements: space, air, fire, water, earth. And even candle, which gives us light, and that is also, that's why it is said to be, the sun is also said to be Vannihi, the fire, because in the daytime, the sun gives light, and in the nighttime, fire. In the olden days, you know, all they had was fire at night. They didn't have electricity. But electricity is also a type of fire. So Jyotir Gananam. So it is the light of all the elements. It is the creator of all the elements, and also the head of, it is the source of all luminaries. So anything that is light, that is lit up, is because of the sun. So Gana here means the luminaries. Do not mean the Gana of Ganpati. Pataye. Pataye means to that Lord of all these Ganas. And Dina Adhipataya. Adhipata means who is the Lord, who is the king of day, because the day is created when the sun arises and when the sun sets. So to that day, to that sun, who is the Lord of day, who is the cause of creation, who is the creator, sustainer, and destroyer, because of whom we have all our knowledge, and he is the one that is behind all creation, whether it's of the gods, whether it's of the demons, whether of the humans, animals, birds, plants, fish, all are sustained by that one Lord, who is that supreme consciousness manifested in all of us. And so here I think I'll end, because we have done 10 shlokas today, 10 mantras. Anybody has any questions, any comments, anything we would like to add? I don't think. Oh yeah, also 7 is considered holy also in Christianity. So the number 7 is considered holy in all the religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, and Christianity. That's why Sapta Saptihi. That's why it is said to have 7 horses and 7 colors. I think that's where I end. Anybody has any questions, comments? Anybody would like to add anything?
I never heard that about Christianity and the number 7.
Yeah, it is mentioned. It's considered holy. That's what one of the references I read, they said that even in Christianity, the number 7 is considered. You can look it up, maybe try. Mm-hmm. I can send you the reference where I saw it.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Okay,
I read everything in the Bible.
I'll find it. Yeah, it's mentioned in one of the, when I do research, I look at different sites and so.
Sure.
That's how I get all these stories and all these.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, Lata, you have a question or comment?
Can you refresh my geography knowledge, Vindhyachal Mountains, please?
Vindhyachal are in the middle and they divide the north from the south. They go from east to west and they divide the north from the south.
Is it coming after Madhya Pradesh?
Yeah, after Madhya Pradesh. It is, and it divides the north and the south mountains. So it is,
okay, so
that's why the
Maharashtra, they start from Maharashtra, right, and end up in end up in Andhra Pradesh or Andhra what? Pradesh how does that
end? Right, right. It is said that's why the Mughals didn't go south, because the Vindhyachal Mountains kind of protected.
Okay. And do you know how much is approximately the height, the maximum height somewhere?
I think it's probably around 12 to 15,000. It's not that high. Like, unlike Everest, which is 29,000, you can Google it. But from what I remember, it's in the teens.
2,600 feet.
2,600?
Yeah, feet. So 752 meter.
I thought it was higher, 15,000, no?
That's the Google.
752 feet is nothing.
That's... No. 752 meters.
But even that is nothing. That is the panorama. We are 500.
We are 600.
600 feet. So I don't think that's correct.
No, feet, your meter and feet is 2,467.
Yeah, but even that is not much.
But that's what Google is
showing. Google is showing that? Yeah. I don't know. My idea was
it's very steep. It's very straight. That's why they can't climb up.
I somehow thought it was about half of Everest, but maybe not. But anyway.
The range is
thank you.
From 1,500 to 3,500 feet.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's 2,500 meters above the sea level.
Yeah. So about 7,000 feet, then 7,500 feet.
Okay, thank you.
I have one question.
Yeah.
So this Yajur, Rig Veda, all that come under the sunlight, right? I mean, when they wrote, there is a sunlight.
Yes.
Then when it says the sun, master of these three Vedas, so it's kind of confusing to me.
The sun represents knowledge. Knowledge. So it is that's why even Bhagavan in the 15th chapter, he says, Vedaischa sarvairahameva vedya vedantakrit veda videvacha. So I am the creator of the way of the Vedas. I am the one that is described in the Vedas. And I am the knower of the Vedas. So same way Surya Bhagavan represents knowledge. So without knowledge, you will not be able to create the Vedas or know the Vedas. And Surya is the subject of the Vedas. You know, this of course appears in the Ramayana. But a lot of hymns to Surya Bhagavan, like the Hiranmayena Patrena,
Gayatri.
There's a whole Surya Upanishad and the Gayatri Mantra.
Okay.
So he is there in all the Vedas. He's referred, and a lot of prayers are offered by the ancients in the Vedas to the Surya Bhagavan. Paragaha means one that has gone beyond.
See, before the Puranas, they used to pray to all these elements.
Nature, you
know,
yes.
Nature. So
Surya, yes, I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Because the minds were more purified, I think afterwards then the Puranas came and the form of the Lord and the things came.
Absolutely. Right. Ram, Krishna, all were
elements.
So only even the American Indians, they worship the elements, the Aztecs. Aztecs, the Mayans, you know, all of them, the Incas, they worship nature. They worship the sun god, and all the elements. So that's why this Surya Bhagavan is worshipped.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions?
I have one question.
Yeah.
So the underworld, they do not get sun, but they get a sun by being heated up.
Otherworld means?
Underworld.
Oh, underworld. Yeah, no, because even the ocean, under the ocean, there is life.
Mm-hmm.
So the life is there because of the heat and the light of the sun. And even in Patal and in heavens and everywhere, there are different suns. Because the light has to be there, otherwise there won't be any.
We only know this visible.
We only know this visible sun, but everything is illumined. That's why they are known. Even in when suppose if we go to hell, then still we'll be able to see each other. You know. So even the beings who are in hell also are able to see. So there may be a different kind of sun than what it is here. But here they worship Surya because Surya is the source of energy and represents Bhagwan, represents the total consciousness. But yeah, no, there has to be light everywhere to see.
Yeah.
So that is Surya. Okay, we'll end here. Lata, you have a quick one.
What is the difference between Marichiman and Anshuman?
No, same. They're just different meanings of rays.
Okay.
Anshu means rays and Marichi also means rays.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Anshuman is concentrated rays.
Concentrated rays.
Concentrated rays called Anshuman. Full of rays. Yeah, full of rays, Marichiman. That's right.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah Harihi Om. Thank you. Harihi Om. Thanks to all of you. Otherwise, I would never study in so much detail.
Yeah, we all are studying.
All are benefiting.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ramayan tonight, yes.
Yeah.